As we walked, I saw that monster pine tree ahead of us. It was so tall and green and beautiful. It was the only reservation skyscraper, you know. I love that tree, I said. That's because you're a tree fag, Rowdy said. I'm not a tree fag, I said. Then how come you like to stick your dick inside knot holes? I stick my dick in the girl trees, I said. Rowdy laughed his ha-ha-hee-hee avalanche laugh. I loved to make him laugh. I was the only one who knew how to make him laugh. Hey, he said, you know what we should do? I hated when Rowdy asked that particular question. It meant we were about to do something dangerous. What should we do? I asked. We should climb that monster. That tree? No, we should climb your big head, he said. Of course I'm talking about that tree, the biggest tree on the res. It wasn't really open to debate. I had to climb the tree. Rowdy knew I had to climb the tree with him. I couldn't back down. That wasn't how our friendship worked. We're going to die, I said. Probably, Rowdy said. So we walked over to the tree and looked up. It was way tall. I got dizzy. You first, Rowdy said. I spit on my hands, rubbed them together, and reached up for the first branch. I pulled myself up to the next branch, and then the next, and the next, and the next. Rowdy followed me. Branch by branch, Rowdy and I climbed toward the top of the tree, to the bottom of the sky. Near the top, the branches got thinner and thinner. I wondered if they'd support our weight. I kept expecting one of them to snap and send me plummeting to my death. But it didn't happen. The branches would not break. Rowdy and I climbed and climbed and climbed. We made it to the top. Well, almost to the top. Even Rowdy was too scared to step on the thinnest branches. So we made it within 10 feet of the top. Not the summit, but close enough to call it the summit. We clung tightly to the tree as it swung in the breeze. I was scared, sure, terrified. But it was also fun, you know. We were more than 100 feet in the air. From our vantage point, we could see for miles. We could see from one end of the reservation to the other. We could see our entire world. And our entire world, at that moment, was green and golden and perfect. Wow, I said. It's pretty, Rowdy said. I've never seen anything so pretty. It's the only time I'd ever heard him talk like that.